Welcome to the
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet. This is Velvet reporting live from planet Earth. And we have a special guest today. I think it's the first of hopefully several interviews that I'm going to do with this fine man here. I'm interviewing today Robert Fitzgerald, who is a theoretical astrologer. And first of all, Robert, can you tell me what a theoretical astrologer is?
Well, to be truthful, it's a title I made up. But what it deals with is that my interest isn't in horoscope astrology. It's in theoretical applications of astrology that they include science, we might call multidimensional superstring theory, holographic universe theory, based on astrological ages, the nature of religion, and things like that that I think are going to be important as we transition to the age of Aquarius.
And so because, you know, there's a bunch of different people that say we're on the cusp between Pisces and Aquarius, what's your perspective? Have we entered the age of Aquarius yet?
No, we haven't. And I've come to this conclusion through a study of astrological ages that I've conducted over the last 35 plus years. The ages are constructed in the following way. There are 12 ages to the larger precessional cycle of the equinox. Each age is 2,160 years long. I've also discovered along the way that there are 12 eras, that I, as I call them, in each age, and each of those are 180 years long. What these eras do is they give a 2,200-year-long age a sense of direction, progression, evolution from beginning to end before we go into the following age. And finally, I've also discovered in studying history is that each era has 12 phases, as I call them, and they're 15 years long. And all of these minor time periods within ages are extremely accurate historically, and they add like a whole other dimension to understanding the nature of the times that we live in right now. According to this history, we are in the Pisces era of the age of Pisces, technically the Gemini phase of the Pisces era of the age of Pisces, and this era and age will go to 2160.
And so what does all that mean? For somebody who knows about astrology, how can you help those who kind of know about astrology or people who don't know anything about astrology? What does it mean to be in the age of Pisces, the Pisces era, the Gemini phase? What does that mean?
What that means generally is that we can look at, you don't have to understand planet positions, how different planets compete with each other in terms of where they are in, say, the zodiac. You can look at, we are in the Gemini phase, which Gemini rules division, communication, talking, trying to balance things out. And it's in the Pisces era and age of Pisces, which indicates in one very dramatic way, Pisces rules dissolution. It rules fulfillment of prophecy. There is the opposite sign to Pisces Virgo, which rules disintegration or falling apart, and it rules extinction. So what we have right now, and we've been in this since 2010, is a period of time where ideologically we're being split apart. And you can see that in Congress between liberals and conservatives, and even in the Republican Party between moderates and right-wing conservatives. Things are just getting very rigidly ideological and split. We're dividing our country politically and even socially along these lines right now.
So where do you think this is all headed?
Two things. First, because this is Pisces, the Pisces era of the age of Pisces, the energy for the fulfillment of prophecy is ramped up. So people are starting to think in terms of end time scenarios, things are coming to an end, climate change, bringing about like the drought in California and the Southwest and how that could spread, you know, things like that are projecting to be kind of very disastrous for us. And in the smaller phases, or the phases, the Gemini, what the Gemini division could lead up to into as we get closer to the Cancer phase, 2025 to 2040, is a prophetic change from like split into where there will be more of a setting up of opposing ideological camps that could end up turning out to be very violent. What's coming up that I see is that at that time, food and water sources would just go downhill. I mean, we're already talking about that. The drought is definitely affecting the major agricultural center in Central California. Fracking is just destroying water sources. And those are just a couple of small examples of it. But what that could lead to is, say, if droughts expand, and they're projected to expand and get worse, we're projected to have like a major mega drought in the United States that might cover most of the U.S. Within about, say, the next 7 years. What that will mean then for Cancer, which Cancer rules food, family, community, women, is that we could, our food supply will dissolve and disintegrate out from under us. It would then lead to like massive levels of starvation. It could bring in famines, and famines would bring in pandemics as our immune system gets weak and we can't respond to that. So on one level, on a basic level, we are looking at what might be considered biblical-level apocalyptic types of scenarios.
Well, and because I'm an eternal optimist, and because from my understanding of astrology, these challenges come, right? Yes. And they come for a reason. They are for our evolution on some level, that there is always a remedy.
There is.
And so according to your perspective, what can we be doing at this time to either not prepare out of fear, but to, because, you know, if we think it's Gemini phase, is there the remedy in the Sagittarian energy? If it's, you know, so tell me your perspective on what the remedy is.
Okay, two things. One, we're heading into the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is promising to be something totally different than the age of Pisces. We've had a hint of it in the Aquarius era of the age of Pisces, and that ran from 1800 to 1980. With that, we ended up with the Industrial Revolution and the pure genius and revolutionary changes that happened with what we call the 20th century, science and technology that has just radically altered the face of the world and society. That will then become a norm in the age of Aquarius. Aquarius promises to be, if you want to use biblical prophetic terminology, it will be the millennium of Christ. It will be the golden age, the age of enlightenment predicted by Oriental religions. It will be the fifth world, or the world of the fifth sun, projected or prophesied by the Native Americans. And that's Native Americans throughout the entire Western Hemisphere. So that is what's coming. Right now, this period of time, prophetically would be the apocalypse or the end times. And what that means is that we have to let go, not only of the energies of this past age, but of the entire processional cycle before us, and transition into this coming new period. What this means is that as we let go of things, or we're forced to be let go of things, the more we hang on to them, the harder it's going to be for us.
For all of us individuals and as a collective.
Yes. So we are in the process, say, in terms of New Age thought. New Age thought is very Aquarian. It's the idea in Aquarian language that you can create the world around you, recreate it through setting intentions, through positive affirmations, the power of the mind. It's taking like the universal mind of Buddhism and actually applying it towards creating a golden age society around us. So what we're being asked to do in this sense is to let go of all of our old fears, our old attachments, and to become something totally new. We do this by two ways. One would be Pisces, meditation and prayer, and two would be adding into that Aquarian affirmations and intentions and visualizing something totally new, using our genius to actually create something new around us. And this newness can be either religious or it can be secular. It doesn't really matter. The secular approach is potentially has a very strong personal spirituality to it that is runs totally against the large institutional spirituality of Pisces religions. So then you have that change. And the more you understand about the nature of the change itself, the more we can then use it to our benefit.
Right, because everything, nothing is good or bad, it's just how we respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so currently, this drought in California, is there, as a collective, I mean, we don't live in California, and we've had some good snow this year, you know, I think we're at average. But, you know, the West is historically been arid. And so my question is it just returning to arid? I mean, is it just kind of a cycle that is happens anyway that's being exacerbated by humans tampering? Or is it, I mean, I know you, it's these, because what I heard you say is these are cycles within cycles within cycles. And then let's just say, you know, we live here. Is there anything we can be doing to support the collective, to support California at this time?
Well, that's an interesting question. Let's take it from a different angle.
Okay.
Yes, this is all part of a natural cycle, but it's the higher end disastrous peaks of a natural cycle. So that what's projected by many scientists is we're at the verge of a sixth big extinction of most life on Earth. So this has happened before, but this is apocalyptic level cycles. And it's not low-level natural cycles that we would normally associate with this stuff. Okay. One of the things that happens with this, how we deal with this, is that if consciousness is at the base of creation, then this can be seen as a testing period. Okay, we are going to take all of this stuff away from you, and let's see what you do with it, because you have the skills within your psychic sense of how to recreate around you. So if food is going to become a major issue in about 10 years, how do we rebuild that? How do we do something new with that from the level of becoming a breatharian, perhaps, at the highest level, or farming, perhaps, in some new way, reestablishing a sense of sustainable community, re-elevating the feminine, not only in culture, but in our religious traditions, so that the feminine, the honoring of the feminine somehow has a psychic beneficial element to what's going on around us, so that Mother Nature starts to balance out a little bit more because of our honor and worship, say, so to speak, just to use those words, or embrace, I'll say, the feminine in balance with the masculine. Aquarius, when it comes to us, it rules equality. So we are going to have to redefine our religious stories to include that equality at the ultimate level. Eve, or Hava, was not just the first woman in the Garden of Eden. She was the mother goddess prior to Hebrew scribes or Jewish scribes demoting her into that sense.
All right, so I think we've run out of time, and this, I think, is a really good place to start. And this will, I think, lead us to our next conversation, which I'd like to have with Robert, and I'll let you know when that is. And it will be about what Robert has called, if I remember correctly, a new religion. Okay. So, Robert, thank you for being here and sharing your wisdom. This is awesome. Half hour goes really quickly, doesn't it? So, this is Velvet and Robert from Planet Earth. Over and out. Thank you.